Igniting Hope Ministries welcomes you. Prepare yourself to listen to a message that will spark hope and renew your mind.
Hi, Steve Backlund here from Igniting Hope Ministries. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. The title of today's teaching is Increasing the Likelihood of Being Empowered, Part 1. And it comes from my book, The Culture of Empowerment, How to Champion People. And in chapter 8, I start the chapter with this. "It's not fair," Johnny said to his third grade teacher when she let Abner go out to recess early, but not Johnny. "Miss Jones, you never let me do anything." Johnny sobbed as he threw his book through the class window. Years later, when Johnny was an adult, he was thinking of this scenario when his pastor, Ernie Empowerment, chose Fred Faithful to preach the Good Friday sermon instead of him. "Pastor Empowerment, you don't empower me as you should. Haven't you read Steve Backlund's book, The Culture of Empowerment? He would certainly say you are an unempowering leader because of how little you empower others and me. You are a controlling leader who has favorites. I am leaving the church. Goodbye." And I say this, like Johnny, everyone wants to be empowered more. Everyone desires more opportunities to shine. And that's, I think that's important for us to realize. No matter how much opportunities we have, all of us want more. And the Lord, I believe, has put that in us, a desire for greater influence, a desire for greater favor. Now, for 40 years, I've been empowered by various church and other leaders to have influence in the environments they lead. These leaders would basically say, "Steve, we want you to contribute to our environment by doing this." What a joy it has been to be empowered and trusted. Now, and again, I have also had limitations placed on me, on what I can do and what I'm trusted to do. Now, I believe this, and we'll talk about this in this series of teachings, that how we handle the limitations is going to be whether we can be trusted with more. Now, I want to give you some wisdom to increase your favor with others, which will increase the likelihood of being empowered. And here's some truths. We'll start off with this one. Believe you are in the right place. Double-mindedness is the enemy of great influencers. The more convinced we are that we are supposed to be in a job or organization, then the more inner resolve we will have to be empowered. If we don't believe we are to be in a particular place, we will be regularly frustrated by the imperfections of our environments and of our leaders. It will then be difficult for us to be empowered because our leaders will have doubts about our commitment to the organization and to them. So number one of how to increase the likelihood of you being empowered is to believe you're in the right place. And obviously I'm talking here about in situations where we're under the leadership of others. Secondly, is overcome disappointment. Remember that a common pattern of relationships is this: excitement, disappointment, and then either growth or separation from the relationship. Every assignment and every environment has some negatives. Those who proactively address inner disappointment will have a more supportive and forward-moving spirit. Thus, they will more likely be empowered. And I believe this is really important for us because it is in how we handle our frustrations. And people, whether they consciously think about it or not, there's an unconscious awareness of people under our leadership who are frustrated in carrying, if we want to call it this, a spirit of frustration, because we know that that probably isn't going to change by just giving them more toys to play with. Because we as parents even know this, that the root issue with our children is not to give them what they want, but to help their attitude grow, because if we know their attitude improves, then we can trust them to contain more, to have more. The final one I want to mention in this podcast that will increase the likelihood of you having favor and being empowered by others is to build trust. One of the most important things we can do in a new assignment is to build trust with our team and our leaders. Trust is the currency of influence. Our favor increases in proportion to how much people trust us. As people observe how we treat others, our attitudes, our competence, our work ethics, and our lifestyle, they will unconsciously determine how much they trust us. It is the wise person who embraces the process of building trust in relationships and organization. Now, having a plan that builds trust isn't manipulation, it's just wisdom. Again, in this first season of any relationship, one of the most important things happening in that season is to build trust. So here we go. This is part one. We're going to continue this in our next podcast, part two, on how to increase the likelihood of being empowered by others. And I pray for you today that if you're in situations where you feel restricted, where you feel devalued, where you feel non-celebrated, I pray for you today to just take these truths that we shared. Believe you're in the right place. Hey, if you need a fresh word, get a fresh word. You're in the right place. Because if you don't nail that down, it's going to be a challenge for you. Secondly, overcome disappointment. And thirdly, build trust. Father, thanks. We pray blessing on this one. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Igniting Hope Ministries. This is Steve Backlund. And I want to remind you this, there's no hopeless circumstances. There's only hopeless people. And our hope level will determine our influence level. God bless you. We hope to have you with us on our next podcast.
We hope that you have been blessed by this message. For more resources, you can visit our website at ignitinghope.com.